This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatto. The situation in Angola continues to worsen. You probably have heard about this outbreak of Marburg hemorrhagic fever. It's similar to the Ebola and Ebola virus. And though the World Health Organization believes that there is really no potential for it to go worldwide, it's not a worldwide health threat, the disease has already claimed over 200 lives in Angola itself, and with many people there hesitant to turn their loved ones over to a sterile medical facility and isolation ward, doctors say the outbreak may get worse. In fact, fear has eclipsed modern medicine. There is this 400-bed isolation ward that stands empty because, according to WHO, the community does not accept the concept of isolation. Residents are unwilling to report suspected cases and allow these people to be managed under conditions that risk reduce the risk of further transmission. Here with the latest update is Ralph Apples. He's health advisor to medical recruitments, Doctors Without Borders. He's on the line with us. Welcome to Science Friday.
Good evening. Welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Can you give us an update on the situation there now?
Well, at the moment, we have there are about 229 cases in total reported and 213 deaths reported that were suspect to Marburg disease. This is from the beginning of the epidemic, of course. In Wish, at the moment, where in that area, it seems to be contained at the moment. We have no suspect cases anymore in Luanda, although we don't know exactly what is happening in the community. But and also in Wish, we have a very limited view on the conditions in the community. At the moment, there are no cases admitted in the isolation ward.
Is that just out of fear? Are people afraid to send their relatives and loved ones there?
Yeah, a lot of people see now the hospital as a place to die. And of course, in Angola, where there is a lot of traditional beliefs, and people are very suspicious towards the health facilities that are there. And of course, they are very, very afraid. And they basically see, like, the hospital, if you bring a case to the hospital, that it will die. And they hope that if they keep it at home, that there still is a chance.
Talking with Ralph Apples of Doctors Without Borders, 1-800-989-8255 is our number. Do we know how this got started?
No, we don't know how it got started. We have a suspicion that it came from the Democratic Republic of the Congo somewhere, and somebody brought it into the Angola or moved into Angola, and there started infecting other people. But we have not been able to point at the index case where it exactly started.
So how are the patients who have it being treated? Are they just being hidden away, and you can't get to them?
Yeah, the people will get sick after they have been in contact with a Marburg case, and often that is they have been contracting disease by touching the patient or being in contact with, for instance, vomit or other body fluids. And these cases, they get sick. They get sort of malaria kind of symptoms first. So that is suspected always first, that this is fever, headache, sore throat, and then later on in the disease, they will get these bleedings from the gums, from the noses, and from the eyes. And after that, it is it's mostly in 90% of the cases, it's deadly within a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. And this is something akin to the Ebola virus?
This is very much similar to the Ebola virus. It is a different virus, though, but it has it's from the same group of viruses, and the symptoms are very much the same. And also the death rate is maybe a bit higher, but we don't know for sure yet. But it seems to be very similar.
And their newspapers are reporting that villagers are actually stoning, throwing rocks at medical teams that are trying to come in and take care of the patients.
Yeah, because of the fear of the people and their suspicion towards the modern health services, they see the services or the people that come in to address the problem and address the patients as is not friendly and not positive and not bringing positive action. They bring death basically to the villages. That's mainly what you see, and they don't trust them, and because they're dressed in these white gowns, completely covered, etc. This doesn't very contribute to this contributes to the suspicion, of course, and then you get the actions that the population will try to remove the people from the villages and start throwing stones.
Is there any sense on containing this and getting this under control and quarantine so that it doesn't spread, or are we still waiting for further developments here?
Well, I mean, always epidemics will decrease by itself, and especially in a disease which is deadly in such a short course. When you do nothing, it will probably disappear by itself. But it could cost hundreds and hundreds of maybe even thousands of lives if it moves to a big city. At the moment, there is still a lot to be done. There is still a lot to be done on community sensitization, of course, on contacts with the community leaders, and education in the population, but also tracing of contacts and isolation of cases needs to be done. Mm-hmm. We are looking at the moment at alternatives as well. We're looking at providing, for instance, the caretakers or the families with a sort of a package that they can treat their family or loved ones in a proper way without getting infected themselves, or a minimal chance to get infected themselves. But there is still a lot to be learned. There's still a lot to be done. There's still a lot to be to contain the epidemic. We need to put more effort in it. That's for sure.
Well, Rolf Appels, I wanted to thank you for taking time to talk with us and staying up late.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
Rolf Appels is the health advisor for Doctors Without Borders, talking about the outbreak of Marburg fever in Angola.